Hi! Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, whether you're on the streets of Dublin or in your back room. Here we are, broadcasting out to you with some top tips from Sunday Fringe of creative things that can keep you lucky and happy. We have a wonderful offering in fiction from P.A. Morris. This is taken from Follow the Hare. Sit back and enjoy. For a while they sat together on the settle. By now the sorrow filling the small cottage was stifling. Belle's grandfather lit candles, their warm glow reminding Nana of all she would be taken away from. They'd made the decision to stay at the cottage when Belle first came to live with them. They could have chosen to travel the land with horse and caravan instead, but this quiet, secluded spot called to them. Belle drifted off to sleep, her head on her grandmother's lap. In the quiet, soft light, Nana thought how she would keep life just as it was, in this moment, if that were the way of magic. The enchantments were gradually beginning to lose their power. And what were the enchantments? Were they the barn of man's feverish imaginations? Did they begin in ancient stories that had grown wilder each time they were told? Nana knew they would never lose their power entirely, but they would bury themselves deep within the belly of the earth, and the trees would tell them to the moon and stars. So that's an extract taken from Follow the Hare by P.A. Morris. And that was one of the wonderful shares that we had today on our hashtag Sunday Fringe Twitter or X. Some wonderful tips if you have a creative area or a tiny area in your house where you create and write fiction or prose or make crafts. How about a crochet star pattern? This is from at DD Crochet Design on X. All the decorative possibilities by simply adding chains or tassels. You can create a wall hanging or simply have them as coasters. So that was a wonderful creative tip if you're into crochet and you've got some patterns that you want to make something with. Go for tassels, make a bright, maybe green for St. Patrick's Day today, wall hangings. Or try making some coasters and post us a picture if you've got something that we could share for you on at Sunday Fringe on Twitter. And this week, with new beginnings of spring, we see Chew Boy Productions, a creative company, releasing the latest issue of Chewing the Fat, full of art and writing. And here's one of the submissions, Rhythm of Fight. Monster carp is floating in beautiful soup, gloating with fish bones eaten when the tide was fleeting. It scraped along a sea bed to see how the carp shed its rhythm in the rainbow skin. So often something new begins in the deep storm tossed, a rock salad was lost, and in the beat of the ocean in night, the sun brings light. So the theme of that was rhythms, and sometimes it's so often useful to have like a prompt to get going. And if you're looking for prompt, don't forget blogs like WordPress have a homepage, and they will provide literally a dozen different ideas of things to get you writing, to get you posting if you're looking for some inspiration. Lots of festivals also with spring just beginning, and one that shared with us again on our Sunday Fringe was the International Dublin Gay Theatre Festival. And that is coming up with the programme launch, and that will be taking over lots of city venues in May. So whatever you're up to, wherever you are this St. Patrick's Day, we wish you lots of loot, luck and love if that's what you would like. We hope you do. We're sending our creative love to you, and we would love to hear more from you. On a Sunday morning, tweet us out or X us out with the hashtag Sunday Fringe. In any event, here's to you. And how could we close without a wonderful thanks to Smart Social for giving us an award today? Just to give it the pride of place at the end of our podcast today, we're so grateful for any recognition, and this reward is a really important one. And one of the tweets that came out on hashtag Smart Social says, taking time to recharge is productive too. So in that spirit, we wish you lots of relaxation in the spirit of being productive. And don't forget to hashtag Smart Social and search for that and find out some of the other wonderful creative work that's out there. So here's to recharging and being productive too. To you.